Oh, Steve, thanks so much. What, do you remember Kurt Wagner?
Yeah, but it's been a while.
It's been a long time since we talked to Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. He went on a little trip, and then last week we were away, and now he's finally here. Kurt Wagner is back in studio again from TVShowPatrol.com. Hi, Kurt. We missed you.
Oh, hang on. We missed you. There we go.
Is it on? Is this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
Hi.
Hi.
It's been a while.
Where have you been, the Swiss Alps?
I haven't seen your smiley faces in forever.
That's why you should get tattoos of Wendy and me.
Maybe
somewhere
I will.
On your body. That'd
Maybe
be fun.
One on each
Kevin
bicep.
Kevin knows a lot of good tattoo folks.
Yes, he does. He can help
you
out.
No.
He does not. He does not.
Yeah, so how about them cubbies?
How about those
Let's cover
cubbies?
Everything that I missed.
Yeah, you can.
That we haven't talked about.
Well, there were, the Cubs won the World Series, and that was incredibly exciting. And then as a result of that, the Cubs players kept showing up on almost every show that they could possibly show up on, and
yes,
that's fun.
And it's still going on.
Yeah.
Where are they now?
I don't know.
Okay, because they did SNL, they did the Disney Parade,
right?
They did Fallon, Kimmel, who else?
Kelly Ripa.
Oh, really?
Ripa,
who was
yeah.
on that? Schwarber.
Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber was
yeah,
on
she was, she was She was all over his dimple.
We thought you were having a seizure,
Kurt. She was all over his dimple.
We got scared for you.
Yeah. So and they've been on most of the other late
She's
night
a flirt.
Too.
Right. All right, so we had the Cubs situation, and then we had the election situation, and I'm hearing now...
A lot of highs and lows,
but cable news networks are saying this is the highest ratings they've ever had in terms of elections. They're very pleased. They want to have more elections.
And just yesterday, Donald Trump won Arizona, which was nice to get that alert.
Yep.
Why are we still getting... I mean, I know there's
didn't
still two
they
that
just
aren't
announce
called.
Pennsylvania the other day, too?
Yeah.
Like Was that yesterday, too? They had finally finished the entire thing. I mean, it was obvious he was going to win.
I guess in some states, the votes are counted electronically, but in other states, a guy named Dale just counts them.
And what a hassle that is, because what if you lose count?
Right,
you know,
you got to start over.
I needed a part-time job. I wish they would have called me.
No, that's too bad.
I know how to count.
I know
One,
you do.
Two.
Right. Oh, you don't have to prove to us. We know how good you are. Now, also as a result of the election, there was supposed to be an episode of SVU with a character that Gary Cole plays that's very similar to Donald Trump, but we did not see that episode. What happened there?
It's really weird because it was supposed to air
during the World Series originally.
Well, it was originally supposed to air, I think, the second episode of the season, and they didn't do it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Then it was supposed to air the World Series, and then all the networks decided nobody's going to watch anything else but Game 7 of the World Series.
Right.
So everybody preempted their programming and put repeats on. And then it was supposed to air again later this, like in December, but now they're kicking it to sometime.
To next year.
Yeah. And the thing with the episode is Gary Cole, Chicagoan, former Chicagoan, plays a Trump-like candidate who gets embroiled and gets accused of sexual assaults
and
things like that, because it is SVU.
Right. So their fear is what? Why won't they air this
episode? Well, they're not saying they won't air it for...
It seems crazy that they're not airing it because of that.
Yeah, they're not going to say it's because of anything to do with the election or with Trump or anything, but...
But it's one of those shows that says... That
it's interesting that NBC was where The Apprentice aired.
Yeah. And we'll air again with Arnold
Without
Schwarzenegger.
Him, yeah.
All right, so this is one of the shows that says that their storylines are ripped from the day's headlines. And in this case, yes, it is.
It is.
And they're backing away for some reason until January or February.
Right.
Yeah. So
and
then
he'll
show
be
it.
Fully in office by then.
All right. What is the fallout? We have not talked to you since the season premiere of The Walking Dead, which many people said was the most violent episode of TV ever. Again, we have to be careful on spoiler alerts, but is there still any residual fallout?
It is the most violent show I've ever seen. And this, not even talking zombies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, it's humans.
Well, now it's up the it's really up the human thing.
Oh,
and I think
God.
A lot of the critical complaints about it are that there isn't enough character. Like, the violence is there for the violence's sake.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough character development through...
To warrant it?
Through the what happens.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. I mean, my husband had to walk out of the room during a brutal scene.
It's hard to take.
Well, you know, after the premiere, there were a lot of complaints, a lot of people saying, I won't do it anymore. And it kind of surprised me because for however many months, we were promised this... head-bashing episode. Yeah. You know, so it's like that shouldn't be a surprise to you. But since the premiere really had was the second highest rated episode of Walking Dead.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Ever. But since then, their ratings have dropped.
Well,
about 20%.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Second episode, not very exciting. I'm caught up now. I think the episode 3, it's again kind of violent.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't need to see it.
But to answer the question of people who say the violence on that show, on The Walking Dead, doesn't further the character, the violence that we all saw in that first episode made it very clear that this new character, Negan, is a ruthless guy who will stop at nothing to do or get what he wants. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, a lot of people are just saying it's like sort of a cynical, you know, it doesn't have the depth that it used to have.
Yeah. It might come again, though. I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
They're doing a palate cleansing sort of with characters.
Right, I know.
Right. So it has, you know, it has dropped off. I mean, it usually drops off after each season. It's dropped off from the season premiere. About 12%.
Is it really?
Yeah. But apparently this season it's double that. And it went even lower after the third episode. I mean, the third episode, fewer people watched than even the second episode.
Does that surprise you a little bit? Not really?
I don't know. It's interesting. I'll be interested to see what happens going forward after the election, because honestly, I've seen people compare this election to sort of an apocalypse to see if people decide, you know.
Yeah. Yep. On a lighter note, a slightly lighter note, yay, Christmas programming has started.
Yeah. It's always funny. Isn't it fun?
It is fun.
When Christmas starts in October. It's not October now, but I think they've already actually had a few things.
It's okay.
But Hallmark and Hallmark movies and what is it called? M&M is what I call it, but it means like movies and magic or mysteries and movies. There you go.
All right.
And Lifetime always do.
Only for women.
It's like they're competing to do the corniest Christmas movies, right? And they've started. Like this Saturday and Sunday, you can find some Christmas movies on, usually 7 o'clock Saturday or Sunday night on those channels. And then, you know, everybody else is starting to throw in their stuff. A lot of the fall finales for the network shows have already happened or are soon to happen. And then the rest of the year is holiday programming or specials or this and that.
How many of those movies will be John Stamos looking for love in all the craziest places?
Well, you know, they do have a sort of a set of types of stories, of storylines, you know. It's usually a busy, busy, busy executive who doesn't have time for their family or themselves or anything.
Until something
goes
happens.
On a trip. Yeah. Goes on a business trip. Yeah. And sometimes they have to close a thing and make the town sad, or sometimes they just have to go and
this is so hokey.
Do something else. But they always find the meaning of Christmas.
Of course.
And love.
Yes. And sometimes Reba McEntire helps them, doesn't
sometimes
she?
Sometimes Reba McEntire.
Oh, my God, you are so right.
Sometimes
I'm just going to stick to Elf. That's what I'm going to watch.
That's the way to be.
Honestly, it might be my favorite Christmas movie.
It's great. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. We're talking television. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. We'll get that job done. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.
All right, Bill.
It's Bill and Wendy. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. We haven't had him in for a few weeks, so a lot has happened in the world of television.
Did you like my Nebraska picture with the corn?
Yes, and if you go to our Facebook page or WGNradio.com, it's Kurt Wagner buried in ears of corn.
Yep.
I couldn't tell which was your ear and which was an ear of corn.
Okay.
And is it supposed to be scratch and sniff? Because mine was.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
you're lucky.
I don't know how you did it, Kurt. That's amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
All right. By now, all the shows that premiered in the fall kind of either have a following or people have said, oh, this is a show that I don't want to watch. So what are some of the big winners and losers out of the fall new shows?
Well, shocking to me, not so shocking, but I just don't get it. CBS, that show Bull with Michael Weatherly.
What's it called?
Bull.
Bull.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin Can Wait with Kevin James, our big hits.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to watch that, and I kind of forgot.
Even though they're not very good.
But he's playing almost the same guy he played in his original
Doug
show.
Doug Heffernan?
King of, he's kind of doing King of Queens to some extent.
Well, that was a good show.
Yeah.
I'm sad
Kurt says
ended.
No. Kurt will get you mad if you watch it.
And MacGyver on Fridays is doing well for a Friday night show.
Who's the new MacGyver?
Lucas Till is his name.
Not in my heart.
And yeah, that's
Dean
Anderson.
Bill.
That's the only MacGyver in here,
either.
Kurt. Does this MacGyver play MacGyver's son MacGyver, or is he a totally new MacGyver?
Totally different. Same name, Angus MacGyver, but totally different setup and everything.
There can't be two
But he
MacGyvers.
Still knows how to do things.
He can build a boat out of Q-tips or something. Yeah. That's cool.
All that stuff. And then Designated Survivor, which we've talked about before with Kiefer Sutherland.
I like that.
Is doing well still.
Now, people have said, because of what's going on, the turmoil in the election, that that's helping this show, that people are so turned on to politics, they're watching
Well, you
the
know,
show.
They blew up all of... They blew up all of
Senate
Washington, and, pretty much, and you know, sort of happened in this election too.
Yeah,
you know.
All right, I could see. That's the one I predicted when I saw all the previews of what was coming. I said, I have a feeling that's going to be one of the big winners.
I thought that opening episode was probably one of the best pilots.
Yeah.
Also on ABC, Speechless.
I was just going to say, can I tell you about my teenage boys turned me on to this show, Speechless. I absolutely love it. A background of it a little bit.
I'm going to blank on her
Minnie
name.
Driver.
Minnie Driver. Plays a mom who has a special needs kid. And
who the actor really does.
Yes. And she has other kids and her husband, but she really... She focuses a lot of her time on him, and then so it's sort of that drama and comedy that comes out of that and his situations.
But they're trying to treat him like your average kid, which I imagine would be difficult with someone being in a wheelchair.
Of course.
Right, and then
really
you know,
good.
And she, you know, she plays the most protective mom, you know, who is always ready to fight for him.
Yep.
All right, here's a question. When Michael J. Fox tried to have a sitcom about somebody with a disability, it was funny, but it didn't go well. It just didn't. And Michael
and
J. Fox is great. Right. So why this time? Why is this one working when
I think
didn't
it's just the formula. You know, this is more, his was kind of a workplace comedy, and this is a family.
A family
comedy, you know, with a lot of heart to it, you know, and I think those do a lot better.
And she's a big proponent, Minnie Driver. I heard her on with Amy Guth one day here on this station, a firm believer in this, in equality and equal rights for everybody, disabled and not, and good. I'm glad this is a hit.
So that's doing well. American Housewife, which just started, I think it's maybe two episodes in, that's doing pretty well. This Is Us on NBC, which was no surprise.
Yeah.
Timeless and The Good Place are both doing fairly well.
I like Timeless a lot.
I still haven't watched that, darn it.
It's fun.
And
time travel.
The show that I'm most surprised about, because I didn't think it would end up being very good, but I actually like it, Lethal Weapon on Fox.
Is that good? Yeah.
And it's doing well for Fox, too.
And who's in it again?
Damon Wayans.
Damon Wayans and this guy named Clayne Crawford.
And you like it?
Yeah. I look forward to it.
Just
every
like the, is it exactly the same? I mean, I know it's different actors, but is it the same?
Well, you know, they're sort of
the movie?
It's the same idea. You know, the one guy's close to retirement, and wants to just get through without getting killed, and the other guy sort of has a death wish a little bit, you know, because he lost his wife, and so he's just sort of despondent. But they found all these cool nuances and different things about themselves and you know, extended characters and stuff. So
those shows, the ones you mentioned, are all doing well. Have they all been renewed, or have they been given a full season yet?
Lethal Weapon, I think, is... Well, there's probably more, but Lethal Weapon is the one that I know for sure has gotten a full season.
Okay, good.
And Supergirl also moved from CBS to CW, and it's doing really well on the CW, which, you know, the CW doesn't get as many ratings, but still, it's doing pretty well, and it gets talked about a lot, too. So,
any chance of X-Files coming back? Is there any news on that?
No, not yet.
Darn it.
Not yet. Losers, Conviction on ABC.
What's
they
that?
Just trimmed the episode order for that, so it'll probably end after 13 episodes.
Who's in Conviction?
Haley Atwell. She was in Marvel's Agent Carter.
Yeah.
She plays the daughter of a former senator who's running for president, I think. And or maybe she was her dad was the former president. And she's kind of a bad girl, you know, always getting in trouble and stuff. But the New York Attorney General's decided to make her this in charge of this conviction.
Oh, no. Do they know she's a bad girl?
Yeah, they do.
They should have done that.
The public does. Everybody does.
All right.
But
it's not
caught on. And ABC's Notorious also has not caught on. They've trimmed that order. But ABC hasn't said they're fired. They're
canceled.
But
you're fired.
Usually when your order's trimmed, it doesn't look good.
When these shows are failing, I'm sure this is obvious, but why don't they add a kid and a monkey?
Sometimes it's too late.
A cute kid and a monkey,
Sometimes
and then people would watch it.
I am buying you a monkey for your birthday later this month.
I would love to have a monkey.
All right.
And I would put him in a small version of the alpine hat that you're wearing. It's
so it
right
should be brighter.
Yeah, right, like a key lime color. Yeah, right, I'll do that. Yeah.
And maybe a red velvet vest.
That's a given.
All right.
We don't have to debate that. That's a given. All right.
I'm getting Bill a monkey.
Don't tease me. I want the monkey.
Foxes, The Exorcist, and Pitch are not doing
that. Oh, no.
Bill loves it, and we just had...
Alan on.
Yes.
Yeah. Alan Ruck. He plays the dad on The Exorcist. I love that show, and that's not doing well. Why?
Well, it's a Friday night show, and I guess people don't want to be scared on Friday night.
But who watches... I mean, maybe it's just me, but who honestly watches a show when it's on? Don't you DVR it?
Yeah, but they still look at...
The live viewing.
Live viewing. I mean, it's part of it, but
because Friday night is tough. Ever since Hunter went away, right? You know, there's nothing to watch.
Right. I just saw a thing. The Fox president just had some Q&A thing he did where he said that having to run commercials is killing network television.
Oh.
And this is the Fox president, not President Fox from Mexico, not Vicente Fox.
No.
Okay.
No.
That'd be weird if he said that.
I bet he agrees.
I'm sure he does. All right, so we know who's winning and we know who's losing. And is there a highlight of something on TV coming this week that we should know about, Kurt?
Red Oaks season 2 starts today on Amazon.
Yeah.
There's this thing on Nat Geo on Monday called Mars.
Oh, that looks great.
Which is kind of strange mix of where they interview current scientists working on a trip to Mars.
Yeah.
They mix it in with, they do it The fictional part of the story is the actual first man mission, and there's actors acting this story in 2033.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like the current, you know, Head and Shoulders faces,
right,
talking interviews are the scientists currently working on it. And Elon Musk is funding part of this. You know, he gets interviewed a lot. So they use that as the flashback. You know, with the curse. So there's real science, current science going in there, and then there's what that might look like in the future.
That starts this weekend.
That starts Monday.
Monday, all right.
And followed by that is Nat Geo's bringing back that Explorer series, which did a lot of really cool things. That's on
good.
Right after it on
Very
Monday.
Good. Thank you, Kurt. That's Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com. It's on your computer. Go to TVShowPatrol.com. We'll take a quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy on WGN.